Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Talk about the Mets farm system and the Yankees. Joe DiMeo, who knows the farm system better than anybody, says that ESPN, Kylie McDaniel, I don't know who that is, but Kylie McDaniel from ESPN's the most up-to-date farm system rankings. Mets number one.
Yanks, what, 15? Middle of the pack? A little lower?
A little lower.
20s?
25.
Yeah. Wow, that's lower than I thought. Yeah.
Now, why do you think this? Seriously, how does that change? Is it because they made so many of these trades, like trading for Soto?
Part of it is some of the guys, like, you know, again, we could say what we want about Dominguez, but once you get to the bigs, you know, now you're no longer a prospect. That's number one.
Thing? Are they factoring in? I'm sure McLean is factored in there, but in my mind, he's not a prospect. He's going to be a big league starter.
Yeah, he's going to be the second or third. I mean, they don't do anything else. He's the ace, but right now, he should be the two or the three.
Yeah.
I don't know. Listen, there's a high level of subjectivity with this stuff, so it's a very imperfect rating. I'm not saying that the Yankees should be much higher. I mean, their position players never impressed me. I mean, to be honest with you, I think their pitchers are very good that they bring up. The one thing in the Yankees' defense, and I'm not here to defend them because they've really bothered me with a lot of things they've done, but when you're constantly among the best records, regular season in baseball, you're not drafting
what's the Dodgers' excuse? Dodgers won the World Series every year. They got the best farm system in baseball for years, and the Yankees have had that. Maybe it's a combination of being aggressive with the farm system as far as trades go. Maybe it's bringing guys up early. Like, really, Dominguez should, in my opinion, Dominguez, and you could argue Volpe, they should still be in the minor leagues. And if Dominguez was in the minors really tearing it up to the level that we expected, maybe that would give them a better ranking. Again, I have no idea how these things work. It just doesn't seem to make sense that they would fall that far, where they're generally a top five, top ten.
Yeah. I mean, think about when the Yankee dynasty was born, and we all know those players. Now, Jeter was, what, number six in the draft, I think he was, and Pettit was later, and Mo was completely different signing. But, like, some of the Yankees' better players were drafted early, and that was on the heels shortly after, like, the Stump Merrill train wreck where the Yankees were basically the worst team in baseball. I'm just saying, if you're not picking top 10 very often, which they never do, you're not going to have access to the quote-unquote can't-miss prospects. But the Astros win a lot of games. They develop players. Dodgers win a lot of games. They develop players. It's not an excuse. It's just a little context.
John is calling from Wallingford, Connecticut. What's up, John?
What's up, Johnny?
The Padres came out recently and said that they need to cut payroll because they're in financial straits.
So I'm
what do you think about Yankees going after a hard for Tatis? They're only making like $20 million the next couple of years.
Yeah.
And maybe for like left field. I mean, I think that would be a good move for them.
Yeah. Doesn't he play right field?
How do they trade Tatis? I mean, don't you have to do other stuff? How do you get rid of Tatis if you're them? Really? They're going to trade Tatis? I'm not saying
that's
it's impossible.
They were saying, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, I'm not saying that what you heard is completely wacky. They might. Listen, thank you for the call. There was a point where I was really worried about Tatis. Man, he'd take a swing, his arm would fall out of its socket. Remember that? Or he'd slide and he would dislocate his shoulder. He was really injury prone, not to mention the steroids, some other stupidity. I mean,
man, he's only 26. That's what I'm saying.
You get your hands on him, you do it. I mean, he could run.
What's the contract? You have the contract? Yeah, I'm trying to look up his defense here.
Look at you jumping into the defensive metrics.
Well, no, not the metrics. I want to know what position he played because you said left fielder. I thought he was a right fielder.
Let's see. I got the numbers. You want them now or you want to look what you're looking for?
No,
all right. So he's going to make $20 million this year. And then I'll just make this quick. 20 and then 25, 25, 36, 36, 36, 36, 36, 36.
What's the total?
He is still due. Looks like $292 million, and he's not available for free agency until 2035.
Yeah.
That's a massive commitment, man.
And the Mets and Yanks are out on him already. Not only the commitment, it's right field. He's a right fielder. I mean, they moved him to right field. So, I mean, you want to tell me, I was just seeing here, he played second base for a game back in 2023, played a little center, DH, and he's right field.
Yeah.
I mean, he obviously came up as a shortstop. That's not happening anymore. So, no, you're looking at a right fielder turned DH. That is that's an albatross of a contract. That is bad.
That's a bad one. That's bad. That's almost like Mike Trout's a couple of years ago.
And think about it. You'd think, okay, well, you could lock him up and maybe pay for it on the back end.
Mm-hmm.
You're not even getting great performance out of him now with all the nonsense that's gone on with him. You're not even winning now. I mean, he had 25 homers and 268.
I know. It's like he's banging 43 and hitting 309 with a 970 OPS. He's not that guy.
He was when he first came up, obviously.
Yeah.
2021, he had 42 homers, drove in 97 runs.
Was he juicing? I mean, when did he get pinched?
Oh, well, probably, yeah. And before that, it was 22, probably, because the year after he got
nipped. Exactly.
You know, I had a dream about A-Rod, all that talk that we were talking about A-Rod last week and then watching the show, probably a week ago, Thursday. A-Rod was in my dream. And it was me and him talking. I don't know if we were hanging out or what.
Spotting each other at the gym.
Yeah. Rubbing oil on each other.
No, I didn't mean that.
In Central Park.
A-Rod's got the 95-pound dumbbells. Sal's got the 15-pounders.
Yeah, whatever it works.
Yeah, I hear you.
It's control the negative. But no, so I was like, dude, you got to just tell me. When will you?
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed-sponsored jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed-sponsored jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Doing it. What years were you juicing?
You were trying to get to the bottom of this.
And he said, now again, this was just a dream, total dream. He's like, the whole time. And he said it with like a smile on his face. But yeah, that's what my question is about A-Rod. Because as again, I'll try to watch that episode tonight, the third and final installment of Alex vs. A-Rod on HBO. It's been great, the first two. Mm-hmm. But I was so into it that it must have carried over into my dream. And I'm like, man, I really just want to know. Because even my wife, we're watching it together. She's like, he did it again. The second episode ended with him getting nabbed again.
Oh, yeah. Remember all those benchmarks he had? Like, you pass Willie Mays, you get $30 million from the Yankees. I mean, he was. I'd love to know when he started as well.
But
you asked me the Christmas party. I'm sure that would be a good conversation starter.
I mean, well, at some point, you like to get him in studio and have that conversation again and just get the honesty. He'll probably never own up to it truthfully. But I'd be lying to you if I said my feel wasn't with the Mariners. Probably not. Once the he even said it with the Rangers, he started to feel like he had to live up to this enormous contract and the pressure.
Yeah.
And he was so much better than anybody else. It's hard not to speculate and doubt the legitimacy of it. I know he was a great player and believe he could have been great without it. But once you get nabbed for it, there's always going to be the doubt about, well, when did it start?
Oh, my God, yeah. I mean, that's the biggest question.
Yeah.
It really determines a lot. Like, you know, I don't think Bonds was doing it early.
But that's the point. With Bonds, I think there's a clear delineation.
Yeah, went to San Francisco, the Balco
lab. Yeah, and you see what he was with the Pirates physically versus what he was with the Giants physically. Mm-hmm. You can see the demarcation.
Yeah.
You can see the demarcation.
Sure. That works.
With A-Rod, I'm not so sure it's as cut and dry with that.
I don't think it is either. There were some people who thought he did it in high school at Westminster. I mean, when that first happened, that report, I don't know, when that report first came out, there were some people who traced it. No real evidence, but there were some people who theorized that that's when it started. He had a totally different body. Like, Alex was, you know, and is 6'3". You know, when he came up with Seattle, you know, certainly. But again, he was a kid.
I know.
And like, man weight, this is why it's hard to determine. Bonds is easier, but, you know, man weight versus, you know, young, you know, late teen weight is a very different thing.
Right. I mean, we're talking about 25 years old when he was with Texas for the first time.
Yeah.
25 years old, you're still not, your body's still not.
Not fully developed at that point, no.
Kim is calling from Westchester. What's up, Kim?
Hi, I was calling for BT.
Hey, Kim.
Hi, BT.
What's happening, Kim?
I love it. You just got my attention because I'm mixed race. I'm half Asian and half black. I'm a Mets fan all the way.
Okay.
All the way. But I have to tell you that I was so intrigued by the Dodgers game with Yamamoto, their second pitcher, I think his name is Rocky, then, of course, Yamamoto and Ohtani.
Mm-hmm.
And you're talking about the Mets and what everybody's doing, big office, front office, ownership. I think that there's a huge miss with the Mets. They're in Queens. Queens has, like, the largest percentage of Asians. 26% of the population of Queens are Asian.
Very high number. That's true.
Yep. Yeah. And out of New York, Asian New Yorkers, they're 47% in Queens. So my biggest thing is, I think that we as Mets people are missing the cultural intrigue to attract high-level players like a Ohtani 2.0 to come to Queens. Because I think there's a lot of things the organization can do to make Asian Americans or mixed race Asians or Asian players. You're not just bringing over Ohtani. You're bringing over his wife. You're bringing over his dog. You're bringing over the family. They want to come to Queens. They want to come to New York.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that the team, the organization itself, need to be a little bit more cultural intelligent to attract the players. So we should have to be in competition with the Yankees.
Well, let me ask you. It's a very interesting thought. And yeah, I mean, if I was going to go play baseball in Japan as an Italian Irish, you know, as I am.
Yes.
I'd want to know that I was at least, you know, in where I was comfortable and, you know,
exactly.
I had some, I get that, but how do you do that is the question. Like, how do the Mets and even at this point, the Yankees change that dynamic? I mean, they can't change neighborhoods. What do you do to sell Asian players that Queens and I know you're talking about Queens, but even the Bronx would be more appealing to these players? What do you actually do outside of pay them?
Well, as a mixed race person, half Asian, I would say that ultimately they should be aware of the traditions and some of the cultural norms that happen in whether they're coming from Japan, they're coming from Taiwan, whether they're coming from China.
Yeah, but Kim, Steve Cohen flew to Japan to wine and dine Yamamoto.
Had him at his apartment. Remember that?
If I'm Yamamoto's family, Steve Cohen, great. Bring him in. Steve Cohen should have brought a number two that has some type of Asian heritage into the home that could educate him. I'm not sure if he understood about taking off his shoes. I'm not sure if he understood about how they serve tea. Okay. I don't know if he knows the cultural norms. I'm not saying that just because he's a multi-billionaire, trillionaire, doesn't mean they're not listening to him. Yep. But if you have brought someone next to them that has the cultural DNA makeup, it would make them feel like, okay, you are out of...
Oh, she dropped
one,
off.
They're one friend, right? You know what I'm talking about, right?
Yep.
But ultimately, on a side note, you brought up the Italians. I know my father's actually German, and I'm a huge tennis fan. And one thing they could do to bring into the fans into this thing is there's so many...
I was curious where that next line was going. You know, it's funny because I don't know what percentage that she said, but I know this just, you know, being at St. John's for all these years, like there is a very high Asian population in Queens. She's absolutely right. And I'll trust her to the number. But one thing I remember leaning on with Soto, I'm like, there's no higher concentration of Dominicans than in the Bronx. I'm like, well, Juan Soto's not going to leave that.
Right.
And like she was kind of talking about like a level of familiarity and comfort where Juan Soto obviously would have had that in the Bronx. And I know that Dominican concentration in Queens as well, not as high as the Bronx, but I think every player is different. And her point about having somebody next to Cohen, next to Howe, next to Cashman, next to Stearns that can make the player feel more comfortable.
But the Yankees...
I'm sure they do that already, though.
That's what I mean. When the Yankees were recruiting Yamamoto, I forget about Sasaki, but they had Matsui
presented the jersey.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He was involved in that.
He actually was.
I forget what the details were with the Mets, but I know that they were there in Japan to see him. I feel like Steve Cohen would have done all that he could to honor the traditions, whatever he may be. And I'm sure he's not alone in this. I'm sure he's doing research and trying to make everybody feel comfortable.
Somebody, I mean, when you are that level of wealth, of affluence, I mean, it comes from across your awareness of the world and your relationships and being able to connect with every crevice of the world is especially in finance, a fairly high level. I'd be very surprised if Cohen didn't take the steps. Now, maybe he just didn't want to go there. I don't think it was because he didn't hit it out of the park and make those guys feel comfortable.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.